Episode 2377, Clear the Path.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week is off to a fabulous start. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to go out today expecting the unexpected. Yes, nothing is impossible, so it's time to clear the path. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted at your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear the path. See the rainbows after the storms. Make today count for tomorrow's greatness. Have you really looked at the sky prior to a storm? I mean, like seriously, looked at the sky. Have you looked at the atmosphere? What appears to be a clear sky begins to cloud over and a haze starts to form. Soon what you thought was clear and beautiful is now being filtered through wind, dust, rain, and debris from nature. As a storm moves through, it can be loud and sometimes sounds like a train moving through. We had a storm come in just a couple nights ago. It was Saturday night into Sunday morning, and all of a sudden, there was this huge boom. I think I even woke up going, ah, which normally I don't do, but for some reason, I mean, it crackled, and it sounded like it was literally right outside my window. It felt it, too. Shook the house. And the first thing I thought of was, did we have rain in the forecast? When a storm comes in, usually you think, what was the forecast? What did the weatherman tell me? But in real life, those storms, we usually don't get that fair warning. We don't get the alarm that sounds off. Oh, by the way, prepare. Go down in your basement. Go to your interior wall, away from windows. We don't get that fair warning when we're about ready to go through something crazy in our life. A storm moves through. It can be loud. It can be draining at times. It can be exhausting. You can be on edge. And literally, you feel like your insides are part of your outsides. Sometimes you feel like you're falling apart, that you're not all put together. Yet you have to look at what happens after the storm. Sunday morning. I opened up the curtains there to see how much, number one, rain we got. Number two, the grass standing up, the flowers just in full bloom, our hibiscus completely opened, birds singing. And I thought, what just happened a few hours ago that woke me up and actually scared me verbally for me to shout in the middle of the night, which normally I don't do? It's amazing to me how something in the moment feels disturbing. It feels uneasy, uncomfortable. We question where we are. Are we safe? But you allow the storm to come and go, the storm clears the path. And when that happens, you have the opportunity to see the beauty that comes from disruptive, loud banging crackles of thunder, the bright blinding lightning, and the strong winds that howl and wake you out of your deep sleep. Peace comes with a storm, but you have to be willing to go through it to see the beauty on the other side. Clear the path. Make today count toward tomorrow's greatness. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. But I know if you're anything like me and you're in the middle of that storm, the messy middle, you're sitting there not looking for the rainbow. All you see are this just pounding drops of water that's disrupting your life. You don't know how you're going to get around everything. Getting through it, you're just hopeful that you're not going to get hurt in the process, going from one point to another point. Sometimes you feel like you're going to be flooded out, that there's no hope. That's a real storm. It's a life storm. But I'm here to tell you that this too shall pass. We don't always like to talk about what's on the other side of a storm because when we're in it, that's all we can see. That's all we know. But today, I want you to look beyond that storm that you're in. Maybe it was a business mess. Maybe it's a fight with your kids. Maybe your marriage is falling apart. Maybe you don't know what you want to be when you grow up and you're sitting here going, I still need to try to figure this out because I'm not ready to retire. What does that mean? Maybe you're pivoting. You're saying, you know what? Where I am right now is not where I want to be in 10 years. I want something new, more challenging, more adventurous. But this storm that I'm in, I don't know that I have the answers. I don't know what that looks like. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You know, when you're in the middle of a storm, that's all you can do is take it moment by moment. As you look at where you are today, note that you are just passing through this moment. Be present so you learn the lessons and see opportunities. Be incredible knowing who you are becoming in the process and never lose sight of being you. Go out today with love in your heart and compassion for someone else. Inspire another smile today. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.